Here is a question that I received from Tom. Dear Dr. Kenner, I'm a retired systems analyst, father of four, and an Army veteran. Unfortunately, I've been married and divorced 3 times. I supported my first wife through law school, and one night I found her in bed with one of her fellow law students. My second wife wanted to join a country band, and I encouraged her to pursue her dreams. She ended up sleeping with the drummer. The third time, I got in an argument with my wife's father. She got mad at me and left with him. I was faithful to each wife. I never abused them. I never used drugs. I had a steady and stable high-income employment. Now I'm 60 years old, and I still have hope that there's a woman out there with whom I can connect. I will never marry again, though, and I have empathy for you there. In my opinion, this is continuing with Tom's question, in my opinion, the women's lib movement caused more divorces and has been a destructive force in our culture. My second divorce destroyed not only me, but my 4 children. They needed me around. My first 2 wives were, in quotes, seeking fulfillment. Nothing wrong with fulfillment, but it shouldn't come ahead of your responsibilities to your family. How can I find an independent woman at my age who has the maturity and character to remain faithful and committed? Sincerely, Tom. Tom, the first thing I want to note is that you've got some strengths going there. The first one is that you've had an amazingly productive career, according to what you've said, not only financially, but it sounds like you've been a systems analyst. You also had a longer email and included more in that. You also have not killed your desire for a romantic relationship, which is amazing after 4 divorces, or 3 divorces, I guess. And you have a genuine sadness about your kids. Now, I assume that they're grown up now, and I'm wondering if there's any possibility of still connecting with the 4 kids. So that's something, my guess is you've turned that over many times. Maybe you've thrown in the towel there. I would recommend thinking about that carefully. Maybe there's good reason to throw in the towel. If you have, maybe not. Let's get to romance now, because that's your key question. Romance. How do you set out after you have been hurt profoundly? 2 of your wives had affairs on you, and the third one just up and left with her dad, just angry at you when you got into some argument with the dad. So you... what you want to do is, and I'm sure you've done this too, take a very careful look at your 3 marriages. Because on one hand, it's easy to say, boy, did you have bad luck, or did you choose poorly? But with any of us, we really, really benefit from asking ourselves, did I contribute to it in any way? And maybe the answer will be no, but at least you gave yourself the opportunity to think through it. So the first thing you could start with is, what did I do in my relationships that I liked? Did the attraction that I felt with my wife feel mutual or not? Did I do too much in some areas? That happens in some relationships, especially in the 1950s relationship. Many times the husband was the key person who was the breadwinner, and the wife would stay at home with the kids and barefoot and pregnant, and that gets old very quickly for many women, not for all, but for many women. And they, especially a woman who's a little ambitious and has a mind and wants to do something interesting with her life. So maybe you do a little too much. Many of us are guilty of that. I know I'm trying to curb myself of doing too much for others, especially things they can do for themselves. And maybe you did too little in other areas. Maybe not, but if you were working all the time, is it possible that your garden needed watering a little bit, meaning your first marriage or your second marriage needed tending to a little bit more? Maybe not. Maybe that doesn't fit your situation. One other thing you can do is look at your what's called a love trajectory. If you look over time, some people are very close at the beginning and then they fall off a cliff. They have one big argument and it's over. Some people gradually, they're in love at the beginning, so the trajectory is up high, and then gradually over time, you'd see an arrow heading gently down a slope, and until they get divorced, but it happens over maybe two decades. So you want to look at your love trajectory with each of your within each of your three marriages to see, were there any patterns? What I would highly, highly recommend is the book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke, and it's called The Selfish Path to Romance. And you might think, oh my gosh, that's the worst title I ever heard. You might want to think again on that, because it is yourself, your happiness, your desire for romance that makes your life happy. If you give up on romance, you give up on life, you're not going to be happy. You want to preserve yourself. So selfish, the way that I use it and the way that my favorite author Ayn Rand uses it, is self-valuing, self-esteem, self-respect. That's what you want to keep. You want to know, our subtitle is How to Love with Passion and Reason. You can go to my website, drkenner.com. Our book is on Amazon again. The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And what we have in that book is talking about how to choose a partner, how to manage relationships, how to find better women. You need to go to places where the type of woman you're looking for is at, perhaps a conference or an online group. Now, my last comment will be on the Women's Lib movement. I love that it recognized that women have minds. They don't have to be barefoot and pregnant unless they choose to, and they can pursue interesting careers. The cons are that movement in many ways was anti-man and anti-romantic love. And during that period, well, the 60s and the 70s and 80s, you also had that free love movement, love the one you're with. That's very devastating. You want a woman of good character, and I wish you the best in finding one. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. Give me a call now, toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
For romantic love to be successful and enduring, it is absolutely critical that each partner feel visible to one another. You should feel especially visible for what is most important to you. And ideally, you'll want to feel visible as a whole person, not just for a few narrow traits. One important type of visibility is emotional visibility. Emotional visibility means understanding and empathizing with each other's emotions. Another important type of visibility is philosophy of life visibility. Philosophy of life visibility means understanding and acknowledging your partner's deepest values and sense of life.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.